Blog Talk Radio.
And we have
Show. We do this each and every Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we chop it up on news, politics, current events, and so much more. We also do powerful interviews like we have set up for tonight. In the next few minutes here, we'll be joined by Sean Quayle of the New Black Panther Party, the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party. We're going to get him in here in the next few minutes. But before we get into the content of the show, who all we got up in here? We're broadcasting live on Periscope, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch.tv, and on ChrisMonroeFTL.com. Put your name in and where you're from, and we'll give you a shout-out before we get in going on the show. What's going on, Sugar Booger? What's happening, Mega Noob over here on YouTube Live? What's happening, Danny, over on Facebook Live? I see you. Izzy, hi. What's happening, bro? Stephanie, who wants to purchase property in St. Louis. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You over on Periscope now. You done moved from the Facebook Live and shifted over to the Periscope. What's up, Upsh? is your name, from Richmond, Virginia, VA, all day. Good to see you. Good to see you. And like I say, we're right here in the middle of the United States, St. Louis on the map. Russell in South Central California, or Central California, let's see here. Ohio, Sugar Booger. Yes, good to see you down in Texas, pushing Alexis. Good to see everybody here. Glad to have you on the show live. Like I said, we do this each and every Monday night. We're going to have a couple of extra shows coming in on this month as well. Coming up on the 22nd of March, we're going to be joined by the Irritated Genie. So make sure you check that out. Or some may know him as Ayo Kamita, if I said it right. Who knows? But we'll have him coming in on March 22nd. And let's see here. For tonight, you know we got to get in on your boy, your main man, number 45. Donald Trump accuses Barack Hussein Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower. Did that really happen? I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them. It's possible. It's the government. If you trust the government, you'll know. If you do trust the government, you're in a bad way, so don't trust them too much. And then, like I said, we'll be joined in the next few minutes here by the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, Sean Quayle. So before we get into that part, I did want to let y'all see what was happening. If you haven't seen what happened with Donald J. Trump on Saturday when he kind of went off the chain a little bit, he kind of got a little uppity. Let's see what he had to say here.
Saturday, President Donald Trump accused former President Barack Obama of having tapped the bumper in the Trump Tower last fall during the run-up to the election. The president offered no evidence that Obama was terrible. Just found out that Obama had been wired to Trump Tower just before the negotiated election.
That's your boy, Donald J. Trump, saying that they are now tapping him, and they said he has no evidence. Now, do you think he has evidence? Because I would say he does have evidence simply because he knows that he can tap somebody now. He can tap some wires and listen in on what you're doing. That's where he probably really found out. That's what I thought when I first heard the story, that he basically thinks that Obama tapped his lines. I think it really happened. I think it actually happened. They're both tapping each other. Tap, tap, tap. Somebody getting tapped around here, right? So I think it is what it is. You know, I don't think that it was that he's just making things up on this one. You know, I know Trump likes to exaggerate sometimes. I think all these politicians exaggerate at times. But I think on this particular note, when he said, I was found out that Donald Trump or that Barack Obama had tapped my line, that's messed up. I believe it happened because he found out that he's tapping people's stuff. They'll have to find another excuse to hate each other. Well, you know, the hate is going to happen anyway. Republicans, Democrats, you know, it's always going to be a reason to fight, a reason to argue, a reason to be upset. It happens all the time. So do you think that Barack Obama tapped his lines? Put in a 3 for yes and a 1 for no. Do you think Barack Obama had anything to do with tapping the lines at Trump Tower? Put in a 3 for yes and a 1 for no. The Patriot Act opened the wiretap. Exactly. So Ambrose G says nope. Black Chick says nope over here on Periscope. Triple Ones from Izzy High. Loving Life Always says nope. Wow, nobody thinks that he had nothing to do with it? I don't know. Y'all got a lot of faith in this government. I don't put it past any of them. Angie over here on Facebook Live says 3. Montreal says 3 across the boards over here on Facebook Live. So, you know, I don't trust the government. I don't care who faces on it. 3 if not, someone close to him did. Exactly. It may not be specifically, oh, Obama himself went and did it, but he had something to do with it. You know he had something to do with it. So to give a pass and say, oh, well, they wouldn't do that. Hell yeah, they'll tap your line. They tapping this line right here, right now. They know everything. You ever heard of Big Brother? They're always listening. They're always listening for code words, listening for different things and watching you and seeing what you're doing. They know what's going on. They always watch it. So to believe that there is nothing going on with that, plus you got to remember Donald Trump, they're thinking that he's in on a, you know, he's one of the people that's probably a spy, and he could possibly be a spy. I don't know. You know, the way they make it seem like. And so if you were the government prior to Trump coming in, wouldn't you want to tap his line to see what's really going on? I mean, that would be smart. Say, wait a minute, let me listen in on this guy. Let me see if he really wants to make America great again. Let's tap those lines. I mean, they're just keeping it real, right? Steve Bannon is partly responsible for twisting the narrative. Possibly. You know, they are going to say what they're going to say. So I believe that it was possible that they did it. So to think that there's no way that they ever would have did that, don't be naive. Don't believe that the government isn't listening in on you. So that's how we're going to do that. That's your boy Trump. That's what they've been talking about all weekend, some craziness on that. But I'm going to bring in the main event. Are you ready for the main event? Are you ready? So what we're going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and get connected here with the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, Sean Quayle. I'm going to take this quick break. When I come back, we'll be on live with him. And that's how we're going to do it right here on The Chris Monroe Show. Be right back before you know it. This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, Chris Monroe, and I know you're ready for summertime, because I've been ready. But this is what you can do, baby girl. Rock this dashiki shirt or a dashiki skirt. Show those legs. Let them know that you ain't playing, baby. Black girl magic. Rock it just like this or put some stretch pants on. Do it the way you do it. You know how we do it. Go ahead and get yours at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Sizes small through extra large are available, and get free shipping at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. School is more than just soap. It's a way of life. After completing this process, you'll learn how to make cold process, hot process, melt and pour your own soap, start your own home-based business, make an additional income. Learn more at livesoapschool.com. Sign up today. Enroll for this great course and learn from an expert. livesoapschool.com is the place to go. Make money and have fun. It's too easy. Now, once you get to the site, make sure you select Enroll in Live Soap School. That's livesoapschool.com. Are you seeking an affordable way to promote your business, product, service, nonprofit organization, or even an event? Visit ChrisMonroeSTL.com. There are several options available for advertising opportunities. Find out advertising rates at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Promote within the website itself. Promote on our YouTube videos. Promote everywhere within our network. Be heard, be found, increase sales. ChrisMonroeSTL.com is the place to find out more. Several options are available that will go with any budget. ChrisMonroeSTL.com. I'm not sure if anybody told you, but you need to become a member of the I Stay Woke clique. Join at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Get a free membership or a premium membership. Goodies and more. ChrisMonroeSTL.com. This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, and we got some brand new products in that you're going to like. Check out this red, black, and green beaded necklace all the way around. RBG colors in style. Put it around your neck and show them your Pan-African spirit. What about this ankh in black background with the fire? Ooh, makes you feel good. Or the classic antique ankh style. Get all that and more, plus get free shipping at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. That's ChrisMonroeSTL.com. This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, reminding you about the Chris Monroe Show. Each and every Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we chop it up about current events, news, politics, entrepreneurship, and a whole lot more. But guess what? We're trying to expand this show. That's right. We want to make it at least 5 days a week, maybe even more, and you can help. You can help by going to GoFundMe.com/I Stay Woke. Help us out with our GoFundMe campaign. Just launched it, and we need your support.
go ahead and give $5, $10, $20, even more. Give what you can, and if not, go ahead and share it out to your Twitter and Facebook. It's much greatly appreciated. All you got to do is go to GoFundMe.com/I Stay Woke. Do what you do, be who you be, and you know what else? I'ma see you before you see me.
Hey, do you know where I can find those RBG banners?
Yeah, man. Just go down to ishopwoke.com. That's the new website with RBG gear, jewelry, accessories, and a whole lot more.
Well, what do you got there? Like pillows and stuff like I see all the time?
Yeah, the pillows. You can get them in multiple colors. You can make all types of stuff. Customized orders and wholesale orders are welcome. Just go to ishopwoke.com to order. iShopWoke.com is the new website. Check it out today. Get free shipping. Don't forget iShopWoke.com.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? We're back live with the Chris Monroe Show. You got an opinion? You want to voice your opinion?
Oh, you got to do now.
Dial that number. 516-418-5565. You heard me? 516-418-5565. Don't forget to press the one. Back to the show.
Politics, current events, and so much more. We're now joined by the National Chief of Staff of the new Black Panther Party, Sean Quayle. What's happening, bro? Cool, cool. For people who do not know who you are, could you give people a little bit of background about who you are and what you do?
Makes me second in the command of the organization underneath our old illustrious national chairman, the general minister, the Minister Hashim Nzinga. And of course, I'm a freedom fighter, a warrior for our people. And I come in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man, unrelenting, unflinching, unyielding with enemy, talking about the black power general, the immortal, most honorable, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, and in the spirit of all of our great ancestors, all of the great Panthers before me, a warrior for our people, a freedom fighter, one who did his all and gives his all to help in the process of our freedom.
Cool, cool. And so I did want to touch a couple of different topics here tonight. I know there's so much to talk about, and so you said we got you for the hour and a half here. Is that good?
Yes, sir. I'm here with you.
All right. That's what we need. We need you here. So I wanted to know, what are your thoughts when it comes to the political climate here in America with the new president coming in, and far as black people are concerned? Do you feel like this is something that's going to hurt people going forward, or is this something, a chance for us to wake up and get up and get on our job?
Presidential climate, the presidential campaign, and all of that is analyzed properly. It does not hurt us whatsoever. The only way that it can hurt you is if you are in some way, shape, form, or fashion tied into the plantation. If you have your umbilical cord attached to the plantation, then as right, America declines, you get sick.
So do you feel like that with this new president coming in, do you think that will supercharge the black Americans to wake up and actually get to work? Or do you think it's just a little spike for now, everybody wake up and then we go right back to sleep in about 6 months? So you're saying, so would you say that Hillary Clinton was a better choice for black Americans, or was there another choice that would have been better so if Trump is the boogie, boogie, boogie man? It's a knife or a gun. Which one you want to be killed by? I hear you, brother. We are now live with Sean Quayle here on the Chris Monroe Show, and one of the people here watching on Periscope asked, was Bernie Sanders a better choice then? But you know it ain't happening. You're right about that. And it seems like a lot of people don't want to accept that fact, to just we have to step up and do something for ourselves other than asking for permission for somebody else to feed us, to clothe us, to give us shelter. And I wanted to know also, is there a way that you feel like, well, somebody asked in Periscope again, or somebody else asked another question about, is it, do you feel like we're better off, or I know you said we got put to sleep under Obama, do you feel like we're better off 8 years, after 8 years of Obama, or worse off? He was a very good overseer. Basically, he was just the best overseer they could have ever hired, huh? Right. That That's definitely true. So where did it happen that everybody snapped into this thing that, oh, I don't really like politics, when you just broke it down that everything is political, but we want to run away from politics? Oh, it makes my head hurt. Oh, I don't want to look at it. Oh, I don't want to think about it. What happened to make us become that way? They've been saying it all in the chat room since you've been talking. They done called you a racist on three different streams over here. But in a heartbeat. That's right, that's right. And that's exactly what we need. And we got to get back to our roots. A lot of people want to look past that and say, well, that's the old days. We don't need that stuff. We don't need to study none of that. We need to study it all. And we are joined right now by the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, Sean Quayle. We're now live on the Chris Monroe Show, streaming live on Periscope, streaming live on Facebook Live, on YouTube, and on ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Now, Brother Quayle, you had mentioned a little bit ago something about reparations. Do you believe that reparations is possible in the near future or in our lifetime, or is this just a dream we've been living for a long time that ain't never going to happen? Right, that's right, and that's exactly, they want to make sure, I don't know if something's happening here, I think you're starting to get too good on them because they're trying to mess up your connection, brother. They don't want to let you shine in here. I don't know if it's kind of stuttering or is that just my thing. He's cutting out, yeah, they're saying that over here too. Yeah, I think you're dropping too much heavy stuff, now they want to try to disconnect you a little bit. You know how they're watching this. I just got through talking about that a few minutes ago before you got on the air. As soon as you get on here, they doing it. That's right, that's right. No matter how many little stoppages they want to put on you, they always trying to shake us up, but we don't care. We keep on pushing. So you saying that reparations is possible in our lifetime, you saying? Because I believe it's different. I think it's not possible in our lifetime. I think it could happen, but if it didn't happen under Obama, who is it going to happen under? You know, is there somebody coming in the future that's going to change something, or am I just seeing something wrong here? True. So is it possible for them to actually repay us? Because when you think about all the dirt they've done over these years, the slavery, the Jim Crow, all the stuff they've done, is it even really possible to repay or repair the damage? Because it seems like it's impossible to even do that. Right, all right, that makes total sense. And it just seems like, you know, like you said, they should have done it a long time ago. And it's like they're trying to wait it out and wait it out a little bit more. And, oh, you'll forget. And, oh, you won't think about it. Just wait it out. They won't even be thinking about it no more. And then before you know it, they'll be saying the things they're saying now, like, oh, yeah, we don't really need that. What do we need reparations for? What do you say to people that say we don't even need reparations? I'm talking about our people who believe we don't need reparations. Right, butt lecking, boot scratching, and all the other stuff. So I'm going to take a couple calls. Is that cool? All right, we're going to take the phone number is 516-418. Uh-oh, 5565. I think we got knocked off here. Let's see here. Keep video on. Are you still there, Brother Quayle? Oh, they knocked them off. Oh, you're back. You're back now. Okay. Okay, they knocked you off, but now you're back. Okay, now you're back. All right. So I was going to take a couple of these phone calls. Let's see here. 516-418-5565 is the phone number, 516-418-5565. But go ahead and complete your thought, what you were saying, because we got disconnected there. Yep, we're froze up again. They don't want you to stay on here, huh? Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. We're good. Hold the line. That's right. So let's see who we got here on the line. 516-418-5565. Let's see here. Is this Damien? Uh-oh. We got Truth Raider, a self-proclaimed white nationalist. Oh, I'm sorry. Self-proclaimed alt-right. So I don't know what he's going to say on here. Damien, you're on the line on the Chris Monroe Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Hey, what's up, Sean Quayle? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Can you hear him?
I can't hear him. I can only hear you.
Let's see here. You should be able to hear him. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Just go ahead and say a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Damien.
Okay. Yeah. No. Hey, I respect Sean Quayle for being brave enough to get out here and speak his mind about his views. Although I agree 100% 100% with everything he's saying, but I respect the fact that he's willing to say it. So, with reparations, let's just assume that we gave the African American community $2 trillion as reparations. What do you think the African community would actually do with that?
So he's asking what would we do with if they were given.
Okay, I was able to catch that. I hope it's enough to get my answer here. Certainly, as you said, self-proclaimed white nationalists, if you are indeed that, there is nothing, sir, I have said that you should disagree with at all. If you are a white nationalist, that means that you 100% want separation. That means that you 100% desire white white domination.
My question.
and we would have to repair our one-torn community. Go right ahead.
So he's asking basically what would happen if the reparations were actually given to Black Americans? What would happen with that money? What would be done with it?
The same thing, in my estimation, that would happen when it was given to the Eskimo community, when it was given to other communities. We would rebuild. Let's not make a separation like Black people can't self-govern. So you got to be careful with this. You know, this is an audience when white nationalists, so-called white nationalists, pose these type of questions. Well, what would happen if we gave you all the money? It was Black people who were governing the world. One white man and woman ever came up out of the caves and hillsides of Europe. We are very capable of self-governance. We governed for thousands of years before there ever was a white man on the planet. So we would govern our planet. We would take care of our
So, can I ask you a question, Sean?
It's bigger than just
Sean. Let me ask you a question.
Paperwork. It's bigger than just some money. In some cases, to the white nationalists out there, it even requires an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, them for a life, for life, in some cases.
All right, I gave you one more question, Damien. I got to move on. Go ahead and ask one more.
Okay, no. Okay, so I'm not a white nationalist, first of all, one. Number two, let's just assume, so there's a bunch of African nations. Can you give me an example of an African nation that's successful, that's self-governing right now, to give it as an example, if we were to give $2 trillion in reparations, name, because I know he's an RGB supporter, name a nation in Africa that actually self-governs properly. Can he name one?
Can you name an African nation that self-governs properly, according to the white man standards? But go ahead, Brother Quayle.
That is such a deceptive and devilish question, because this white man understands that his people and others have their hands on the side of Africa. Africa cannot govern itself properly, and the continent in general, because the white man and the Chinese and others have their hands in the resources, the minerals, and the wealth of Africa. That's why Africans in America don't have the resource, because Africa's wealth supports Europe. Africa's wealth supports France. Africa's wealth supports England. Africa's wealth supports Spain. Africa's wealth supports the entire world.
That's right.
So we would need way more then, if we're talking African wealth, than $2 trillion of wealth. If we need way more than Africa, self-governing continent since its beginning. It has self-governed and it has governed the entire world. That is how England and Europe learned how to run, by watching the African man and the African woman govern. You get back with that old small-time tricky question you got. We would govern ourselves as we always have.
He gave you a loaded question. What country in Africa will self-govern accordingly to make everybody in the world happy? That's a loaded question, and, you know, it happens. I'm going to take the next caller here from the 323 area code. You're now on the Chris Monroe Show. Who is this?
Okay, this is Shabaka Sankara. Chris, how you doing, man? Appreciate you calling in my show the other night. I want to give a shout-out to the general. How you doing, general?
How are you doing?
Always. Yes, sir. You absolutely are correct in what you're saying about the reparations, as far as too is the wealth distribution is the problem that we don't have, because the wealth that we produce, rather if it's on the motherland, rather if it's in Europe, rather if it's here in the United States, or rather if it's in North or Central America, man, you see, we do not benefit from it. Every other group of people benefit from it but us. And what we have to do, sir, is that we have to control our own economics of our land, labor, our capital, and our risk management. And also, too, General, I'm going to ask you to be a guest on my shows, because I've been approached by a member of your staff, and we are putting together a date for you. But I just want to say this here, and I got to go. But you are absolutely correct of what you're saying, and then keep in mind is that the mindset, okay, of white America with these Negroes here, okay, are very much against that, is for the simple fact is, see, that there will be their destruction. You see what I mean? Economically, that is. And then on top of it, too, it will be to our betterment if we do this, but it is the educational system that keeps us brain dead, you know, particularly here in America, just like how they want to take Minister Malcolm up out of the curriculum there in the New York public schools. When we sit up here and have these conversations in our platforms, they want to call us a bunch of racists, and there's no such thing as a black racist in the United States as far as I'm concerned. And I make that quite known on my podcast as well, too. So definitely, brother, you know, I had to give a shout out to you and Chris, man, and black power to you, sir. Keep up the great work of what you're doing.
Peace, peace, Shabaka. Cool, cool. Thanks for calling in.
So yes, sir.
Be strong out there. Call my office. Call
yes, sir.
Look that right away.
All right, cool, cool.
Absolutely.
All right, and who we got here on the 972 area code? You're on the Chris Monroe Show. Who is this?
This is Elizabethy.
Elizabethy, how you doing? Calling in.
I am well. I am well. I wanted to piggyback on the brother getting all up over Death Rater, okay? Because he comes in here and starts asking these loaded, ridiculous questions about what we're going to do with our money. You didn't ask the Jews what they were going to do with theirs. It doesn't matter. Give people what is owed to them and stop being concerned with what we're going to do with our money. That is the most asinine, ridiculous, redundant mess ever. Why are you concerned with what we're going to be doing with our money? And then to, on top of that, to say, name a successful African nation that basically is running itself. Are you serious? Is he serious? They basically have stood over here and colonized every country on the continent with their European ways, and now it's all about who's going to be successful without them. Well, let's just be frank. South Africa can sustain itself because it has every natural resource known to mankind sitting right there on its land. But what did America do when it first abolished apartheid and saw that they were going to get their first black president? The United States went in there and bought up all of the nuclear energy out of that place because they didn't want Africans to be armed with nuclear warfare. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? Is he coming here with that stupid stuff? Man, get on with all that.
That's what Death Rater, Truth Rater does. He comes in and try to shake it up.
but he comes in with that. And he doesn't know world history. He does not know world history because you can tell by some of the asinine comments that he makes.
$1 trillion right now that you're in debt. What are you doing with your money? You're in debt from. You ask your own people for their money.
Right.
Exactly.
America and $20 trillion in debt, but what you gonna do with your money, black man? Damn.
I mean, really, he concerned about what we're gonna do with our money after it's been put in our hands. That is not a concern of anyone. Whether we go and buy a fleet of Cadillacs, it's our business. You concerned with the wrong thing, and then to come back and say, "Well, name a successful African nation." Oh, I can. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is that you all have put your hands in it, so none of them are absolved of European hands and colonialism. So that's the thing. They can sustain, but we need to get up out of our business. How about that?
Well, that's right. All right, Elizabeth.
Well, anyway, I wanted to say that because I'm just like, I can't believe he's coming on the show with that foolishness. Stop letting him on the show.
All right, Elizabeth. Thanks for talking.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right. Brother Quayle, you want to respond to any of the two last comments that just came in?
I appreciate both the brother and the sister for their words of encouragement and their strong stance. And again, it's good that the people hear the sentiment of intelligent black men and black women. It's so good to hear the sentiment of black women. No, there will be great change in the future.
Right, that's right, and that's what we need, good examples. We got to have lead from the front, good leaders to step up, and the wimps sit on down and let somebody else do it that's going to step up to the game. You're now tuned in live to the Chris Monroe Show. We're on with Sean Quayle, the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party. We're streaming live on Periscope, streaming live on Facebook Live, on YouTube Live, on Twitch.tv, and we're streaming live on ChrisMonroeSTL.com. What we're going to do here is going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, I want to ask you, brother, about keeping black people on code, and we want to address some details when it comes to white supremacy and what, how can we actually curtail some of this craziness and knock down the rhetoric and the stupidness. So we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. We'll be right back with more of the Chris Monroe Show.
Right back at you.
This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, Chris Monroe, and I know you're ready for summertime, because I've been ready. But this is what you can do, baby girl. Rock this dashiki shirt or a dashiki skirt. Show those legs. Let them know that you ain't playing, baby. Black girl magic. Rock it just like this or put some stretch pants on. Do it the way you do it. You know how we do it. Go ahead and get yours at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Sizes small through extra large are available, and get free shipping at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. School is more than just soap. It's a way of life. After completing this process, you'll learn how to make cold process, hot process, melt and pour your own soap, start your own home-based business, make an additional income. Learn more at livesoapschool.com. Sign up today. Enroll for this great course and learn from an expert. Livesoapschool.com is the place to go. Make money and have fun. It's too easy. Now, once you get to the site, make sure you select Enroll in Live Soap School. That's livesoapschool.com.
Are you seeking an affordable way to promote your business, product, service, nonprofit organization, or even an event? Visit ChrisMonroeSTL.com. There are several options available for advertising opportunities. Find out advertising rates at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Promote within the website itself. Promote on our YouTube videos. Promote everywhere within our network. Be heard, be found, increase sales. ChrisMonroeSTL.com is the place to find out more. Several options are available that will go with any budget. ChrisMonroeSTL.com.
I'm not sure if anybody told you, but you need to become a member of the I Stay Woke clique. Join at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Get a free membership or a premium membership. Goodies and more. ChrisMonroeSTL.com.
This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, and we got some brand new products in that you're going to like. Check out this red, black, and green beaded necklace all the way around. RBG colors in style. Put it around your neck and show them your Pan-African spirit. What about this onk in black background with the fire? Ooh, makes you feel good. Or the classic antique onk style. Get all that and more, plus get free shipping at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. That's ChrisMonroeSTL.com.
This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, reminding you about the Chris Monroe Show each and every Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we chop it up about current events, news, politics, entrepreneurship, and a whole lot more. But guess what? We're trying to expand this show. That's right. We want to make it at least 5 days a week, maybe even more, and you can help. You can help by going to GoFundMe.com/I Stay Woke. Help us out with our GoFundMe campaign. Just launched it, and we need your support. Go ahead and give $5, $10, $20, even more. Give what you can, and if not, go ahead and share it out to your Twitter and Facebook. It's much greatly appreciated. All you got to do is go to GoFundMe.com/I Stay Woke. Do what you do, be who you be, and you know what else? I'm going to see you before you see me.
Hey.
Hey, do you know where I can find those RBG banners?
Yeah, man. Just go down to ishopwoke.com. That's the new website with RBG gear, jewelry, accessories, and a whole lot more.
Well, what do you got there? Like pillows and stuff like I see all the time?
Yeah, the pillows. You can get them in multiple colors. You can make all types of stuff. Customized orders and wholesale orders are welcome. Just go to ishopwoke.com to order. ishopwoke.com is the new website. Check it out today. Get free shipping. Don't forget ishopwoke.com.
What's happening? We're back live with the Chris Monroe Show. You got an opinion? You want to voice your opinion?
Oh, you got to do now.
Dial that number, 516-418-5565. You heard me, 516-418-5565. Don't forget to press the one. Back to the show.
And we are back here live on the Chris Monroe Show, where we do this each and every Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we chop it up on the news, politics, current events, and so much more. For those who just joined, my name is Chris Monroe, the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke, and this is what we do. We got the 22nd of March, we have the irritated Jeannie's going to be joining us. And we're going to connect back here with Sean Quayle of the New Black Panther Party in just a few minutes here. Got disconnected. But to go in on some of the things he's saying, he's dropping nothing but the truth. Now, we got people over here on YouTube Live calling him a black supremacist. We got people over here on Periscope doing what they do best, calling them all type of racist and stuff. We got the Facebook. That's the only one that's kind of behaving over here. Kind of behaving. But we are streaming live on Periscope, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch.tv, and ChrisMonroeSTL.com. So that's how we're doing it, y'all. And we're going to take some more of these calls as well. Let me see who we got on the line here while we try to wait to connect back. Let me see if I can reconnect with them here. Something happened. You know, that's the government. We just got through talking about phone tapping. So not only did they tap the phone from Obama to Trump, they tapping the phone on a Skype. They doing it all right here, and day and night. It don't matter. It's the government. They call it Big Brother. Now, all the times I've had interviews on here, it never does this stuff, right? But now we want to say, oh, let's knock it off. Let's knock them off. We don't want you to be great. You see how they do you? Uncle Sam, that's right, Leo. Uncle Sam. Yep, look at that. I don't know if something happened altogether, but we're going to go on with the show. Got to be careful on Facebook. Yeah, you're right. And my numbers went down on there. I was up on Facebook. They done dropped. I'm like, well, how'd that happen? It's the white man. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. That's right, Jay Rich, 420. I see you, bro. Who we got here on the 202 area code? You're now on the Chris Monroe Show. Who is this?
Excuse me, this is Brother DC, man. I'm just listening right now. I'm just listening.
Okay, just listen.
I got a sore throat, so I can't really talk. Yeah, man, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. All right, I'll put you back on. Yeah, we got people listening all over the world. So when you start looking at this stuff and start dealing with reparations and people saying, well, you don't need reparations, I don't understand why people believe that that's not a good thing. It could only stimulate the economy, right? You already know it's going to stimulate the economy. If they put the money in, it'll be better. Because just like Damien was asking, what are you going to do with that money? Going to spend it. And then you'll get it right back. Unless there's something built to have it set up prior to getting that money. So you want to definitely have some things set up before getting a lump sum of money, throwing it in your banks. Because it's going right back in their banks anyway, like we do. Like we did yesterday, what we put in, $10 billion or something yesterday on Sunday, every Sunday, putting in all that money from the church. We're putting in billions of dollars, and they say, what, 2% of that money comes back to the United States or to the black community. The rest of it goes out to land developers, business owners of the white community. 2% comes back to the black community. That's bad. So when we're dealing with reparations, you must remember that it has to be something that doesn't run out. It needs to be something that cannot just go out and, oh, we exhausted it all, like money. Yeah, money was part of it. Yes, most definitely. But we need land. We need some resources. You need some things that are actually something that you can build from, not something like, oh, we gave it to you back in 91. You used it up, man. That's your fault. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen because what would that do? That would be bad on everybody's part. We gave you the money and you went and got Cadillac trucks with spinning rims on it, like all the people coming back from the military from the deployments. When I came back from Iraq, I saw many, many people. You knew everybody that came from the deployment. You already knew because you see them on big rims, nice cars, everything paid for, and, you know, got that tax-free money. It looks good when you first see it, but it's really not a good idea. It's bad. It's a bad thing. Let me see if I can reconnect with him again here. Something happened here. The aliens have jumped in and say, no, we don't want you to be great, bro. Let's see here. Calling Sean Quayle. So, you know, this stuff goes deeper than that. And, you know, like the brother was right, though. He said we have to keep the hope alive. Whose land you going to take? National parks? Hey, if it has to start with the national parks, it can so be it. Let it be the national parks. It has to start somewhere. It can't just be nothing. It has to come from somewhere. You can't just believe that it's the end of all. You think I get it? Supremacists are jealous of Israel and their ability to preserve and attain. Yeah, why not be jealous? The Israeli statehood. They getting benefits still to this very day. They getting paid for showing up. Ain't doing nothing. What does Israel sell to the world? You tell me. What does Israel do to deserve what they getting? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Screw the Zionist state. There's public owned land in Montana. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, they try to tell us that this stuff is good to go, and I don't think it is. I think it's a bad idea to think that, oh, Israel can have all this stuff and that's good enough. No. That's a no-go. Pay out. Pay your way. Pay what you owe. And that's why I was saying earlier in the show that I don't think they're going to pay. Because look how long they've waited. They've been talking about reparations since slavery ended and never did it. So why would they do it today? Why would they do it 10 years from now? Why would they do it 20 years from now? What would be the motivation to want to make them give this reparations to black America? Why? Because that's what you got to look at when you start looking at why things happen. Things happen for a reason. They don't just happen because we want them. They don't just happen because it sounds good. It don't just happen because it smells good. It happens because there's a motivation and a reason for the things to happen. And so there is no reason for them to want to ever pay. It's like, we don't pay, what you going to do? March, what you going to do? Pray, what you going to do? Nothing. Going to do nothing at all. So I'm going to take this next call here. Is this Brother Leo calling in from Dallas, Texas? What's up, Leo?
Yes, sir, Chris, brother. How you doing today? How's everybody in the chat room? King, can you hear me all right?
We hear you loud and clear. We hear you loud and clear. We got Leo on the line. What's on your mind, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling. I just wanted to explain this reparations. That's the wrong term, really. We should be looking at it more so as a debt owed. There was free labor provided in this country for crimes against humanity. Slavery is a crime against humanity. And there is no statute of limitations on a crime against humanity. So that free labor that this government got from our ancestors is a debt that's owed to us. And reparations is the wrong term. The term should be quantitative easing. You notice they have no problems when these banks and corporations need bailed out. They do QE 1, 2, 3. They come up with all these financial machinations and schemes to pay poor, to rich people, take from the poor and give to rich people. But when it comes to Africans and other people who've been inhumanely treated, they seem like, oh, we can't come up with no reason. Congress did pass two legislative policies. Resolutions under Obama admitting that they did African Americans wrong and that we are owed, but they stopped short of saying, hey, what they will pay. They admitted guilt, they admitted everything the government has done wrong, both the House and the Senate. They passed these, but they have stopped short of actually paying us compensation because they don't know how that would look. They don't want to put forth that effort to come up with the quantitative easing and the mind power that it would take also to pay other African descendants all over the world, in South America, all over the world. They're also owed reparations because these governments, especially like the French, who lost to Haiti, Tariq Nasheed, shout out to him, coming out with that movie 1804, Haitians beat French to get their freedom. from making them a slave, and then the Haitians had to pay the French, and I think they just recently got finished paying the French. So this is what I'm talking about, where other countries always look at the Africans and those of African descent and don't want to pay us, when other countries pay reparations all the time, Chris, brother. If you don't know, there's countries like Germany who still pay war reparations. Italy had to pay $25 million to Ethiopia, various countries, man, pay war reparations. I mean, so it's this thing of reparations, man. It's just that if I'm white and I say so, white supremacy at work, brother.
Right, right. And look like we got Brother Quayle back on the line here. One second, Leo.
Oh, sure thing.
Here, did you have any
yeah.
questions for Brother Quayle of the new Black Panther Party?
I sure did, brother. Hey, Brother Quayle, it's great to chat with you, brother. I had a question about our folks. You know, I know a lot of times we put the emphasis on white supremacy. We understand we're living in a system of racism, white supremacy. It works on a group continuum, as we know, with the central vertex is always that I'm white and I say so. It's a logical fallacy that whites have. But, brother, how do we stay on code, us as African-Americans? How do we get our people on code? If you do not know, Ben Carson, old Ben, Uncle Ben, said today that blacks are immigrants, if you did not hear that. Oh, Uncle Ben, I think he's going for the Coon of the Year Award, said that blacks came over here as immigrants in slave ships. How do we keep our people on code, brother?
How do we keep our people on code? What do you think about that?
That's such a great question. I want to apologize to the listening audience. Skype and these phones are doing something crazy all over here. They shut me all the way out. I had to get back in. But I'm black, so glad to come in on your question. And all about people to stay on code. Let's first understand, my brother, that all skin ain't kin.
Right.
All skin. Don't get mad.
Right.
Don't get mad at me, English teachers, but all it ain't kin. Okay, so just because someone has the same melanin complexion, whatever genealogy, or they don't make us all in the same quote-unquote gang, as the streets say. It's about what a person's principles are. What is that black man and woman's principle? What do they stand for? What are they about? And so that's a good starting place for any of our people in terms of staying on code, because in order for someone to maintain the code, they got to tell the code, my brother. They got to understand the code. They got to embrace the code. They got to want to be a part of the code. And one thing we have to also understand, as I was trying to explain earlier, is that Mother Africa is a continent, a mother continent. And there's not just one type of black man or black woman or African man or African woman on the mother continent. There were many different, quote-unquote, tribes on the mother continent that spoke different languages. Some had different customs, different backgrounds. We were one people. And it's the same way here in North America. We come from various backgrounds. Some, right, who look just like us, don't want to see us rise at all. There was always a black man, a black woman on the plantation, what we call a chicken and a biscuit eat. There was always one of those who would sell our people out. There was always one of those who, as I said earlier, would do the whipping of the slave master. There was always one that looked just like us who didn't want to see us rise. So all skin ain't kin, brother. So the people that we have to be concerned with, staying on the same principle as us, the same principle as us, and they had the same custom and culture as us, it was not a problem staying on the code. They didn't want to stay on anyway. You're trying to get somebody in certain bodies who don't share your same principle, and normally like a caution or whatever, to stay on code like you do. Sometimes it just don't work like that.
So it's impossible to get Uncle Ben on code. He said, we come over here as immigrants, ready to work, ready to be happy and work for Massa. That don't make no damn sense.
I don't want to say, brother, impossible, but I want to say it's a long journey for Uncle Ben. It's a long journey. Dr. Ben is a brilliant brother, a neurosurgeon, brilliant brother. He has a lot to offer, if he so chooses. He has a lot to offer the rise of our people. I don't want to crush him so hard that there's no return for him. I'm just saying it's a long journey. And right now, Dr. Ben Carson has taken his position in the urban development, housing development of the Trump administration, and so that gives you a signal right there of what type of direction he may be headed in. We have to see what he does with that position.
Right, right. And Brother Leo, you still there? Did you have any other questions?
Yes, sir. That was an excellent answer. Just my last question, Chris, brother, what I tweeted to you. Just 3 points, brother. How would you say 3 points or less? How do we curtail white supremacy? We understand the power of white supremacy and how it works in a group phenomenon. It's not just a one white person calling another black person the N-word or one white person doing this or that. It's a group continuum, usually in systemic or institutional spaces. How do we curtail that, brother, in 3 brief steps, if you could? And I'll hang up and jump back in the chat room. I appreciate your time, brother. And as always, I'll follow you, brother. Keep up the great work. All right? Peace out.
All right. Thanks, Leo. All right. So 3 ways.
Well, I mean, let's just break it all with that. What's coming? What's that? White supremacy, and the word white supremacy takes different variations and shapes based upon who you're talking to. But we know historically, white people have not been supreme without the aid and assistance of black people or the African man and African woman. We do not have a white history that isn't supreme or great or wonderful in their view without black people. And it just came out a few weeks ago that showed 3 black women who helped the NASA astronauts get up to the moon. Now, these were hidden figures, as the movie called them, hidden figures. We have a whole hidden history that has supported what the world understands as white supremacy. And so I don't view, and we don't view white supremacy in the context of white greatness. Everything that white people have done has had the aid of our people, the mathematics of our people, the
okay, now they're knocking your audio off now, brother. They got the video together, but now they're trying to kill your audio. These people don't quit. They trying to slow you up. You getting on a roll here. Your audio is completely gone now. Hold on, let's see here. If there's something I can do. It's going in and out. They don't want you to be great. There go the white man. That's what they're saying over here on Periscope. Let's see here. Your volume is completely gone now. Your video cleared up, but the audio is gone. What I'll do here is I'll hang it up and try to reconnect it again because your audio is completely gone. All right, so there it is. We're now live on the Chris Monroe Show where we talk about the news, politics, current events, and so much more. We're on live with Sean Quayle of the New Black Panther Party. We're struggling through the technical difficulties. No matter how much they try to stop you from being great, you say, hell no. We're going to be great anyway. You come on in and do it just like that. We're broadcasting live right here on Periscope, broadcasting live on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live and streaming live at ChrisMonroeSTL.com. Let's see what we got here. All right, let's see here. Did it come back? Microphone check. Nope. You need reparations because you're from Germany. You got reparations since you're from Germany. How you think they got all that money and stuff and all those nice autobahns and all this stuff built up in Germany and the military protecting Germany? How do you think that happened? While we try to get reconnected. Let's see here. Try this again here. Technical difficulties. You got to love it. You got to love some technical. We're going to try to ring them back. Wait a minute, we're getting them back here. And here we go, right black at you. They try to cut you off, but we're coming back swinging better than ever. We got your back, brother.
Sometimes all you can do, Brother Chris, is just laugh and keep on fighting, my brother. It's a beautiful struggle. It's a beautiful struggle. We love it. Black men and women walking around trying to put
Love thyself, right? I know that's right. So we got to love thyself. So I did want to ask you, I know a lot of people are familiar with the original Black Panther Party, but what is the difference between the Black Panther Party of the 60s versus the new Black Panther Party of today? What's the difference in that? Most definitely. So there's a difference. So if someone listening was interested in finding out more information on how to join or find out information on what the organization is about, if that's something they want to be a part of, is there a place they need to go or something they need to do? That's right, Ghettos, the Ghetto. Remember that song? We are now live with Sean Quayle, the National Chief of Staff of the new Black Panther Party, right here live on the Chris Monroe Show. We got about, 20 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 516-418-5565. We got a few more minutes left with the National Chief of Staff of the new Black Panther Party, 516-418-5565. Now, you had mentioned that some of this crime is getting out of control, I guess, here in different places. Is that something that we can do within the different communities to make a difference to kind of curb it?
Yes, sir.
Right. Right. We most definitely do. We got to step the game up. I see we got some people calling in, 516-418-5565. Make sure you press the 1 that lets me know you want to come in and chime in the last few minutes here. 516-418-5565. Make sure you press the 1. We're on live with Sean Quayle, the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, dropping those bombs on you left and right just like this. So I did want to ask you too, Brother Quayle, so if there's a way, is there a way, I guess I should say, that black people can, I guess, navigate with this situation of oppression in America, or do you feel like this oppression has lightened up a little bit? Yeah, has it lightened up a little bit, or has it gotten a little stronger since, I guess, in the last few years here? Wow. Wow. Right. We got a long way to go and a long way to try to make some progress. I'm going to take some of these phone calls here. We got this 202 area code. You're now live on the Chris Monroe Show. Well, maybe you were live. I'll try to make it live. No, you're
Hi,
live.
How you doing?
Who is this?
This is Minister Damien.
This is who?
This is my name DJ Jeffrey from DC, but I'm a minister. I'm a gospel singer, producer and stuff.
All right, go ahead, DJ. What you got? What's on your mind?
Well, I want to let you know is you know, my mind is I just wanna be part of the other thing. I want to be part of the ministry. I want to be part of it because we all need help. We all need God in our life. We all need to know it's not how it's how you do things, who you trust and who you know and what you do in things. And that's why I'm calling to let people know, hey, we all need to give people a chance out there. If you're a singer, you're producing, or you are an artist, whoever you are, we all need help because nobody perfect except God. Because without God, who going to know? You know, before, you know, that's what I believe in my heart today. That's why I'm I got my own radio station, and this is what I like to do, like you do on how you do. I just love what you're doing on Periscope, on Facebook Live, and all that. I work on it too, and everything. But I got blocked on Facebook, but I can't wait to get unblocked. But like, that's why God gave me a gift. I'm a minister and a singer and stuff, so I want to be where you are.
Oh, cool, bro. Did you have a question for the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party?
Yes. Can he hear me?
All right. Yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
Hey, how long you been doing that? I didn't hear him.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you, nigga. How long?
As a much, much younger coming. I'm a dream of black, as you can even say. I came into my consciousness, and as I said, toward my different brothers and sisters in the movement who guided me towards the path that I'm on now. And so all the way from around 98 until right now, I've been on my post in one form or another to our people's freedom and independence. But I do want to say that doesn't make me any greater than you. Whether you have been in the struggle as long as me or longer than me, or if you just started yesterday, we all have a role to play, my brother. And just like you were talking about the Creator, who we call God, the book that, brother, that faith without works is dead, completely dead. So it's not enough is to believe that one day we're going to be free, or one day things are going to be all right, or one day, you know, things won't be the way that they are. We have to go to work to produce a reality for our people so that we can, as Jesus, the Black Revolutionary Messiah, say, have daily bread, okay? And so we believe, brother, that we are going to work our salvation out by our actions, okay? So we invite you to join the struggle also. You have a role to play, and as a minister and someone who is responsible for administering the healing, we have a sin-sick nation. We have a sin-sick nation, sick, full of white supremacy, brother. and we have to get healed. So, again, call that office. Go to the website, newblackpanther.org, brother, and put your information in there. We're building the Black Power Movement.
Just like that, newblackpanther.org, right?
Wow.
Cool. Blackpanther.org.
Right. All right. Okay. Okay, I will. Go ahead.
All right. Did you have another question?
Yeah. The question is, how can you get people involved in your ministry, and how can you, like, you know, cause I'm like you, can they go to the website, can they call in, or can, cause I'm from Washington D.C. and I'm a minister, I'm a prophet. So God got me, and I've been married for a long time. God been blessing me, and I thank God for where I'm at. And, you know, and I'm just trying to be, you know, wow. That's why I like people like y'all, like the man, and I just want to thank God for both of y'all. Because God, and I'm not jealous, and I'm not, I just want to be a part of it, because that's my gift and my anointing. So my question is, you know, how can I, you know, I'm on Periscope and Facebook and all that. I thank God for them. It's just wow. Matter of fact, I forgot to tell people out there, I got Marvin Sapp and Mary Murray coming to D.C. this month. So I'm doing some good things, but I need help. I need that guidance and that push. So that's why I keep saying to both of y'all, I hope and pray tonight, y'all, I'm going to give you my phone number for everybody, my relatives, because I need help. I need prayer. I need guidance. I need understanding.
So, Brother DJ, what I'll do for you here is go on my website, chrismonroestl.com, and just make an appointment, and we'll get with you offline, and I'll try to get you some assistance on the area you're in, all right?
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, we're going to take the next call. Look like we got Brother Izzy.
Come on, brother.
What up?
All right, we got Brother Izzy on the line. What's going on, Izzy?
What's up, man? I just wanted to thank this brother for doing everything he's doing, man. He's an inspiration to us all, man. You know what I mean? He's doing great things. We can see it. We can hear it in his voice. You know what I mean? So I just want to thank him first and foremost. You know what I mean? Second thing I want to say is I wanted to comment real quick to all these people commenting. You know, people I think out here need to learn the difference between prejudice, bigotry, and racism. There are three completely different things, and y'all need to learn up on what those things are. But my question to this brother right now is, you know, there's a lot of brothers out here that's talking, you know, segregation, self-segregation, economic segregation, going back to the motherland, things of that nature. Where does he fall on that? Do you think that we can thrive and live in the U.S. With these white folks that have constantly oppressed us? Or do you think that it's better to segregate with ourselves, maybe move to the back to the motherland? Do you think that we can do a segregation or economic segregation in America and pull ourselves up and do what we're supposed to do? How you feel about that? That's my question.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's such a question. Right. We do have to have proper definition of the term racism and prejudice and all that, because people are quick to try to straitjacket your opinion or straitjacket your commentary. Racism, they're going to become dismissive. We have to be careful with that. We have to educate our people that black people in America are not racist. In fact, we're not even prejudiced, because to be prejudiced means to prejudge. We've had over four centuries of experience here in North America.
Right.
We're not prejudiced at all. Racism means prejudice plus power. That means I take my prejudgment and I use that to dictate something against you or not in your favor, and like what the courts do and like what the system does. So by definition, not racist at all. What we do is express our pain and our hurt and our desire to organize, our desire to do better, our desire to have a better future. So I thank you for the comments on that. In terms of going back to Africa or the Back to Africa movement that was popularized in the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, who said Africa for the African. I have to say 100% what he said along with that. He said, I'm not taking all of our people back to Africa. He said, because some of them are troubled here and they will be troubled there. Okay, Garvey himself said he's not taking everybody back to Africa. Some are troubled here and some will be troubled there. Questions about who's willing to go and what you're going for. There are African presidents right now who have offered to give land and to give resources. So-called African in America, it's move over there and take advantage. You have to look that up. That's real life, truth. You can go right now to certain African continents and the African rulership and promise and put in writing that they will take care of our people because of what we have. It's there. We need to organize there. But also, brother, we have a state to claim right here in North America. Our ancestors' blood soaks this stuff. We got to be careful. And they say, well, why don't you just pack up and go back to Africa? But they are not packing up and going back to Europe. Our ancestors' blood soaks this soil. And so that means that we have paid for this country in blood. Our ancestors paid the debt for this country in blood. So not only do we have a stake in Africa, which is our original motherland, which I've been to Africa, South Africa, and I've been to Johannesburg and been all over the place, and it's beautiful, beautiful landmass with many, many different thriving businesses and black men and women having families and doing very well for themselves. So I encourage all of our people to go and to visit, if not move there at the right time. But we also have a stake here in America, and we have to build here in America in honor of our ancestors. We cannot let all of that blood go to waste, brother.
Right, right, right. Can't let all that blood go to waste.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. I want to thank you for that answer, man. That's a great answer, man. And you know, just to put it on top of that, you know, we have a claim to this country from well before that. You know, we were natives on this land well before anybody else was on this land. So I absolutely agree that, you know, we have a stake in America, and we also have a stake in the motherland. And you're absolutely right. Ghana is giving out free land and free resource, helping out, you know, for Africans in America to go back. And, you know, I thank you for all this information. I appreciate you, you know, giving out all this information. I just wanted to, you know, ask that question, get your perspective on it. And I thank you for everything that you're doing, King.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, brother. Stay strong and keep the fight going, brother. I appreciate it, too. It was your service about people. Thank you so much, brother.
Cool, cool. That was Brother Izzy dropping a good question in on it. And this is the Chris Monroe Show. We're on live with Sean Quayle, the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party. And our time has come almost to an end here. And I want to give you a chance to give a closing statement, any kind of contact information again that people may need, and any other information you want to say that we didn't get to before we get up out of here and do some more woke stuff.
I want to give thanks to you, Brother Chris, and your show, to your listening audience, all who called in. I give thanks, and we give thanks for you. We're so thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you and your presence with us tonight. We ask that you keep the struggle burning and keep the fire going wherever you are, because we need you wherever you are to organize in the best way possible so that we can push forward. We want you, brothers and sisters, to join us in our campaign to stop the killing all over North America. To join our Stop the Killing tour, invite our national chairman to your city and invite him to your town so that we can get right into the trenches of your city and town and organize where many are afraid to go. And also to join our national movement to combat black violence. You'll hear more about that. I'll be doing some traveling too. I got a tour coming up called Restoring Our Greatness. You heard so much during the presidential campaign, Trump talking about make America great again. We want to make black people great again. We want to restore our greatness.
That's right.
Okay, so we got Restoring Our Greatness tour coming up with the National Chief of Staff. And again, Again, you can call my office, 347-903-0886, 347-903-0886, to bring me to your city, town, or state. And I also want to say that if you want to contribute to this cause, you can donate to the tour, donate to the National Movement to Combat Black Violence, or donate to the Black Liberation Struggle. Go to GoFundMe.com/Black Power Donation. It costs a lot to do this work. We are not on salary. Nobody is pulling our strings. We don't get any kind of government grants. We do this from the kindness of our heart and because we love our people. And so we need your support, no matter how big or how small or how great. We need you because we're great people. We got more to do. We want to get across this country successful, just like those of our oppressors who are well-financed. So go to GoFundMe.com/Black Power Donation and support the National Movement to Combat Black Violence, support the Black Liberation Struggle, and support us and support me, your National Chief of Staff Movement. And we don't quit. I thank you so much, Brother Chris, for your time and for bringing us on this platform. And again, to the audience, we apologize for all the technical difficulties. Hopefully next time we can get it tightened down to where the enemy can't interrupt us so much.
Right.
That you take this stream and put this on your social media. Put this on your Facebook. Put this on your Instagram. Put this on your Twitter. Spread the word because our people need to hear something good about themselves in this time and space. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean Castro Quali. That's Sean with a C, C-A-W-N, Castro Quali, and on Instagram and on Facebook. So we stay strong and it's fine. We say black power to black people, power to the people, and if black people are not free and truth, there's nobody that's free.
Most definitely, bro, and I want to say that you are also welcome here anytime. You got some special events coming up, anything, reach out to me. I want to make sure this is a good media that we can use to spread information quickly, use this internet, since we probably invented it anyway. You know, we got to take it back, start taking some stuff back. We can't let them take everything and don't never take it, you know. So most definitely you're welcome back here anytime, and that's how we're going to do it, family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Everybody stay strong. Keep your French clips, head up, and eyes open. Black power, all power of people.
Most definitely. Black power, brother. Thanks for coming in. All right. That's how we do it, y'all. This is the Chris Monroe Show, where we talk about the news, the politics, the current events, and so much more. We do this each and every Monday night. Make sure you're back here next Monday night because we got more goodies for you, more goodies on the way. And like I said, we got the Irritated Genie coming up scheduled for March the 22nd. And I got about three other interviews scheduled up, too. And I'll get those dates to you first. And the people who will know about it first are the people in the I Stay Woke click. And how do you get in the I Stay Woke click? You go right there. ChrisMonroeSTL.com and get your free membership. Don't cost a penny. Go there, sign up, and you get notified of everything early before everybody else. You know what's happening early. And I want to say shout out to the people watching over here on Periscope, people watching on Facebook Live, watching on YouTube, watching on ChrisMonroeSTL.com/live as well. Thanks for all the thumbs up. Don't forget, share this out to your Twitter, share it out to your Facebook, and invite your followers if you're over here on Periscope, and people will catch the replay. It's just that easy, family. Anything else y'all got before I get up out of here and do some more woke stuff? Because you know I'm staying woke. Just like that. Any more questions, comments, concerns? Thanks, divided we fall. Diplomacy or walls go up. Thank you, Sade. Shada. I want to say your name wrong every time. Great show. Thanks, Leo. That's how we're going to do it, y'all. We got to step the game up in the 2017. They want to be better than CNN. CNN ain't got nothing on us. We coming in. We BNN, Black News Network, up in this mug, right? Just like that. So like I say, for those who just joined, my name is Chris Monroe, the student master teacher, Mr. I Stay Woke. I bring the news and the information to you, and that's to help you make better decisions in your life. And if somebody who sent an email, the best way to get to me is to go to the website and actually just make an appointment, and I'll call you. That'll be a lot easier, a lot smoother, and I'll just call you instead of trying to do it that way. That'll put it on a system to make it easier. ChrisMonroeSTL.com and just make an appointment. Real easy. Real easy. We try to make it easy and simple for you. All right? So do what you do. Be who you be. You know what else? I'm going to see you before you see me. Peace out, family.